Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jean Knowles and Vita Thode about a school supply drive that's being held in honor of their mother, Rita Bean Blossom.
The school year is quickly approaching, and with that come school supplies. You guys are part of the behind the curtain, so to speak, actions with a school supply drive. Can you explain what's going on?
So we received a telephone call from Becky Carter at Halcyon House, and she was interested in doing a fundraiser for school supplies for Washington Community School District students, and she wanted it to be in honor of our mom, Rita Bean Blossom, who was a former teacher and then lived at Halcyon House recently. So we said we would help in any way we could, and one of the ways that she wanted us to help was just to kind of help spread the word about it.
And what kind of response are you getting?
It's been excellent. We did a presentation at the Halcyon House at the Bistro and had several of the residents attend that presentation. I've received some things at work, and Jean has as well, but we've been receiving donations coming in since our presentation and since the posters have been posted.
And education runs through your family quite deeply. Can you share a little bit about your mom's story, what she did in the community?
Well, one of the first things, I guess, that I would say is she did many things, but she always wanted to remain anonymous. That was kind of one of her stipulations, I guess you could say, is she didn't want the credit for it. She just wanted to make sure that kids got what they needed. She helped out all grade levels in a variety of different ways, from school supplies to cap and gown, the cost of cap and gown for graduation, just a variety of things. Operation Backpack, which is the program that kids take food home on the weekends, she helped with that as well. So just lots and lots of support for the school, but very much behind the scenes. And that was our struggle. We didn't know if we were willing or comfortable sharing mom's story because she so profoundly wanted to remain anonymous. But in the end, the decision was, do we keep the story a secret or do we get help for kids? And we knew that what mom would want would be help for kids. So that's why we decided.
In addition to that, our father was a high school counselor, and then I'm in the school system as well as Jean. So it is kind of in the family, runs in the genes.
And why is it important to help with school supplies?
During the time that we were talking at Halcyon House, we thought it would be maybe helpful to talk about some different numbers as far as what kind of support our families need, what level of support. And I guess Vita has done the research on those numbers. So
currently for the state of Iowa, the free and reduced lunch percent is 42%. So students who are from families that meet a state set criteria at 42%. In Washington, at Stewart Elementary, 57% of our families qualify for free or reduced lunch status. At Lincoln, it's 53%. At the middle school, it's 44%. And the high school is 35%. And those numbers are a little deceiving because as students get older, many times it's not as important to them to fill out the paperwork to receive free and reduced lunch. They will bring their own lunch. So it's not that there are fewer students at that level that qualify, but they just aren't completing the paperwork. And so that shows that there's a great need for support of our families. We also did some research on how much it costs to stock a backpack for each family. To fully stock the things that are listed for a kindergarten student, it's $54.82. So if you take $54.82 out of a family budget for a month who are already struggling, you are not only providing them the things that they need for school, but you're taking away some other things that they normally would be able to pay for with that $54.82.
And that's if they only have one child.
Right. Exactly. So that's kind of what has spurred this. So if you have a student, you know, students at several different grade levels, you know, you're talking anywhere from $40 to $50 to get the student to school with the supplies that they need to have a successful school year.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jean Knowles and Vita Thode speaking about a school supply drive in honor of their mom. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.